Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids, How to Stop Yelling and Start Connecting by Dr. Ten. Laura Markham is a practical, research-informed parenting guide focused on reducing yelling, strengthening attachment, and improving child behavior through emotional connection. Written for everyday family life, it blends brain development insights with coaching-style tools parents can apply during common stress points like tantrums, defiance, sibling conflict, and morning or bedtime battles. Markham argues that lasting cooperation is built less through punishment and more through a secure parent-child relationship, where the parent leads with calm authority and empathy. A core premise is that children learn regulation from regulated adults, so parental self-management becomes the foundation for discipline and guidance. The book is organized around a peaceful parenting approach that emphasizes connection, emotion coaching, and supportive limit setting. While it is often recommended for families with younger children, many of its principles translate to older kids because they address underlying emotional needs, power struggles, and the parent role as a steady, connected leader. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-regulation is the starting point for peaceful parenting. A central message of the book is that stopping yelling begins with the parent, not the child. Markham treats parental self-regulation as the hinge skill that determines whether a conflict escalates into threats and anger or becomes a moment of guidance. She frames many blow-ups as predictable stress reactions. Parents get flooded, interpret a child's behavior as disrespect or manipulation, and then respond with intensity that increases the child's distress. Well, the alternative is building awareness of triggers, noticing the body signs of escalation, and creating a pause long enough to choose a response aligned with the parent values. The goal is not perfection or constant calm, but a reliable capacity to return to steadiness and repair. In practice, this means creating routines that reduce overload, using brief reset strategies in the moment, and planning ahead for difficult times of day. By putting self-regulation first, the book positions discipline as something parents do with children rather than to them, which supports both authority and warmth without relying on fear. Secondly, connection as the engine of cooperation and behavior change. As a needy aspiration, Markham emphasizes that emotional connection is not an optional extra, but the mechanism that makes guidance effective. When children feel securely connected, they are more receptive to limits, more motivated to cooperate, and better able to manage disappointment. The book encourages parents to invest in everyday relationship habits, including attentive presence, playful engagement, and empathy during hard moments. This does not mean permissiveness. Instead, connection is presented as the way to reduce power struggles because it addresses the child's underlying need to feel seen and safe. Markham also highlights the role of repair after conflict. When a parent has yelled or acted in a way they regret, reconnecting and making amends helps restore safety and teaches accountability without shame. In this approach, relationship building is a proactive form of discipline. It lowers the overall emotional temperature in the home, reduces the frequency of meltdowns, and makes problem-solving possible. The larger promise is that a connected household requires fewer threats, bribes, or punishments because the parent-child bond becomes the primary source of influence. Thirdly, emotion coaching to build a child's capacity for self-control. The book frequently returns to the idea of coaching, not controlling. Markham encourages parents to treat big feelings as opportunities to teach emotional skills rather than as misbehavior to stamp out. Emotion coaching involves naming feelings, offering empathy, and helping the child move through distress without being abandoned or overpowered. This is especially relevant during tantrums, aggression, and defiance, when a child's nervous system is often overwhelmed. By staying close and calm, the parent models regulation and lends it to the child until the child can regain control. Over time, children learn to recognize emotions earlier, use words instead of actions, and tolerate frustration more effectively. Markham connects this to long-term outcomes parents care about, such as resilience, empathy, and the ability to manage impulses. Importantly, the book does not suggest that acknowledging feelings means allowing any behavior. The coaching stance pairs empathy with boundaries, communicating that all feelings are acceptable, while some actions are not. This combination aims to create children who can manage themselves rather than comply only under pressure. Fourthly, discipline without punishment, setting limits while avoiding power struggles. A notable feature of Markham's approach is her critique of punishment-based discipline and escalating consequences. She argues that punishment may stop behavior temporarily, but often increases resentment, secrecy, and future conflict, especially when a child is already dysregulated. Instead, she promotes guidance strategies that preserve connection and reduce the need for control battles. The focus is on clear limits delivered with empathy, along with redirection, problem-solving, and teaching skills the child is missing. Parents are encouraged to see recurring misbehavior as information the child may be tired, hungry, overwhelmed, seeking attention, or lacking the developmental capacity to do what is being demanded in that moment. The book also addresses the parental fear that firmness requires harshness, reframing leadership as calm confidence and consistency. In practice, this style uses fewer lectures and more simple boundaries, followed by helping the child recover and learn by keeping the parent out of the role of enforcer. The approach aims to reduce the cycle where a child pushes harder, the parent tightens control, and the relationship becomes the battlefield. Lastly, supporting confidence and motivation through mastery coaching and healthy family rhythms beyond managing conflict. The book addresses how parents can support a child's sense of competence and joy in learning. Markham emphasizes encouragement that builds internal motivation rather than pressure that fuels anxiety or resistance. A peaceful parenting stance looks for ways to structure the environment so children can succeed predictable routines, age-appropriate expectations, and opportunities for autonomy within safe limits. When children struggle, parents can coach persistence by breaking tasks into doable steps, offering support without taking over, and focusing on progress rather than perfection. This theme connects to family rhythms that prevent burnout on both sides. When parents are depleted, they are more likely to yell and revert to threats. When children are overextended, they melt down more often. Markham therefore treats rest, play, and connection as practical necessities, not luxuries. The broader point is that peaceful parenting is not only about crisis management. It is also about shaping a household culture where children feel capable and valued, and where parents guide development with patience and realistic expectations. In conclusion, Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids is best suited for parents who want to reduce yelling, increase cooperation, and feel more confident leading with empathy rather than fear. It is especially relevant for families navigating frequent tantrums, defiance, or exhausting daily battles, and for caregivers who notice that traditional punishments are creating more distance and resentment. Readers can expect practical benefits, including a clearer understanding of why children act out, how parental stress amplifies conflict, and how connection-based strategies can shift behavior without constant threats or consequences. The book also offers a mindset change discipline, becomes a process of teaching skills and restoring safety, not winning control. What helps it stand out in the parenting category is its consistent emphasis on parental self-regulation as the foundation of everything else, paired with an attachment-oriented view that treats connection as a tool for real behavior change. Compared with books that focus primarily on techniques or compliance, Markham centers the relationship and the emotional system underneath behavior. Even when a family chooses different tactics for specific issues, the underlying framework can still improve the tone of the home by promoting calmer leadership, better emotional communication, and more durable cooperation. If you would like to support Dr. Laura Markham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.